Be'ezrat Hashem's book, we finish off the discussion from the previous parakim, discussing regarding the celestial bodies of the sun and the moon in the galaxy, which in this part we discussed regarding the something we haven't introduced up until now, which is the latitude of the moon, which up until now we speak about the longitude as it relates to the sun and to the galaxy, and now we're discussing the latitude. The Rambam begins halacha regarding two different coordinates on opposite ends of the Rosh and the Zanav, the head and the tail. As Rambam explains, Ha'igula, the circle, Shaseivet b'hayirech tamid, that the moon constantly goes around, which is in relation, as we spoke about in Perek Gedal, Lacha Aleph, he means regarding the large orbit of the world. Hinaita me'al hi'igula, that veers off from the orbit, Shaseivet b'hashemesh tamid, that the sun constantly revolves around the orbit of the galaxy. And again, as we're describing over here, we're talking about the latitude versus the longitude. Chetzi neita letzofen, so half it is further north, because it's at an angle. Bechetzi neita ledarm, and half it is further south. Ushtei nekudos yesh bo. Now there's 2 points in that, zu keneged zu, one opposite the other at a distance of 180 degrees, which the two orbits, the two circles, actually touch each other. Because if you're going to go on an angle at 2 points, it's going to be touching the orbit of the sun. The figure, therefore, when the moon is at one of those 2 points, comes out. At that time, it's turning around in the orbit of the sun, directly opposite the sun. Now, if the moon moves out from one of those 2 points, it comes out that it's turning either to the north of the sun or to the south of the sun's orbit. Now, the point from where the moon begins to veer to the northern part of the sun, here in the crest, right, that's called the head. And the point of where it starts to dip from the south of the sun, here on the Kerzon of that's called the tail. Those are the different halves of this orbit. Now there's a uniform pace to this head. Doesn't have less. Now it goes in the constellations the other way around, meaning they go from west to east, but this goes from east to west. Mitala ladagim, so backwards, although Tala is usually the first one. But we're going to go now backwards, Ladagam, which is the last one, Madagam Litli, and so on. That's how it constantly goes around in the other direction. Halacha base. Mahalacha Roshem Tzoy B'Yemecha. Now, the course of the mean of the head in one day is Gimachalakam, 3 minutes, V'yir Alf Shnias, in 11 seconds. Nimtz Mahalacha V'yod Yom, comes out that its path in 10 days is Lamad Alf Chalakam, 31 minutes, Umem Zayn Shnias, and 47 seconds. The Nimtzim Halacha B'Kuf Yom comes out that what it journeys in 100 days is Hey Ma'alas, 5 degrees, Yud Zayin Chalakim, 17 minutes, Umim Gamashniyas, and 43 seconds. Simon Esnamanik is His Mug, which is the 5 Ma'alas and the Yud Zayin Chalakim, and the Mem Gamal Shniyas. The Nimtzim Halacha B'Elf Yom comes out that its path in 1,000 days is Nun Beis Ma'alas, 52 degrees, Nun Zayin Chalakim, and 57 minutes, the Yud Shniyas, and 10 seconds. Simon Esnamanik is Nab Nazi, the 52 Ma'alas, Nun Zayin Chalakim, and the Yud Shniyas. Nimtz comes at She'edis Ma'alocha, again, because we always, when we talk about remnants, because we maxed out, She'edis Ma'alocha, but it says, Olav M'yayim, the remainder of his path in 10,000 days is Kof Samach Tes Ma'alos, 169 degrees, V'lam Alav Chalokim, 31 minutes, Mem Shnias, and 40 seconds. Someone, its mnemonic is Keset Lam, which again, the Kof Samach Tes Ma'alos, Lam Alav Chalokim, and the Mem Shnias. The Nimtz Ma'alocha, L'chof Tes Yom, comes at that its path in 29 days, is Mala Achas, 1 degree, Balamad Vizlokum, 32 minutes, Batevshneas, Teshneas, and 9 seconds. But Simon Mitznamanik is A Lebet, which is the 1 degree, Lamad Beis Chalakim, and the Teshneas. But Nimitz Malacha, Lashon the Student, comes out of its path in a regular year, is Yudches Mailas, 18 degrees, Memdal Chalakim, and 44 minutes, Memdal and 42 seconds. Simon Mitznamanik is Yach Mad Mab. Now, the mean of the head, Betchilas Lelhei, in the beginning of the night of the third of Thursday, Shrika, which is the starting point, Hayakov Pei's Milas was 180 degrees, Menunzain Chalakim, 57 minutes, Chav Chashneas, and 28 seconds, Simon Isnamanik is Kap Naz Koyach. Halacha Gimel. Now, in Tirta Leida, if you want to know Mekoyim Reish, the place of the Reish, as we described, is a Reish in the Zanav. If you want to know the place of the Reish, Mechalei Shetitza, at any point that you want to, so Taitzi, you calculate Emtzoim Lo Isa'ez. First, get the mean of that time. The way you calculate the mean of the sun, as we described in Perikid Bez Alocha Bez, and the mean of the moon, as we described in Perikid Da Alocha Dal. But Tigra Emtza, now, then you subtract the mean, Mishin Samach Milus, from 360 degrees. What's remaining, that's the place of the head at that time, which you subtract the mean from 360 degrees, so that you get and you line up the place of the Reish to calculate the place of the sun and the place of the moon, which is established with the degrees from the prior, from Tle, according to the Seder Mazalis, at the time when the sun, when the Reish is going the other way, from Tle backwards. So what's remaining after subtracting, that will tell you the number of degrees that the Reish is distanced from Tle, according to the Seder Mazalis, and that's the true place of the Reish. Opposite it will always be 180 degree distance from the Reish will be the place of the zanav of the tail. Halacha Dalet gives an example. Ketzer Asos, so Ram illustrates. Harisha Ritzino Leida, if we want to know Makom Reish, the place of the Reish, Latchilas Lel Erev Shabbos, to the beginning of the night of Friday night, Shayem Mishain Lachaydish Iyem Mishanazu, which is the day, the second day of the month of the year, from this year, Shishnas Ikka, which is the starting year, Umin Hayam Agmurim, now, the complete amount of days, Mitchilas Lel Ikka, from the night of this, of the night, of the beginning of the night of the starting point, Atchilas Lel Zu, until the beginning of this night, Shana Reitzim Leida Makom Reish, boy, that we want to know the place of where the Reish is, it's Chavtas Yaim, it's 29 days. Halachay. So Taitzi Emtsa Reish Leisazai. So first you'll calculate the mean of the head for this time. On the path that you know, who that is, that you'll add on the mahalach, the path as we described of the Rosh Emtzoi in Halacha Beis, you'll add it on ala ikra, on the starting point. You'll get the mean of the head will be kuf pei beis milus 182 degrees for chavtes chalakim 29 minutes for lamazayin shneis and 37 seconds. One of the manik is kapab kat and las. So tigre emtzes emishas. Now subtract this mean from 360. Yisholach the remaining with kuf ayin zayin malus 177 degrees for lamazayin chalakim 30 minutes for chavkam shneis and 23 seconds. So one of the manik is kaaz lakag, which is 177 degrees. The 30 chalakim and the chavkim mashnias. Vazil makom reish, and that's the place of the head. V'altifin al shnias, and don't pay attention to the seconds. Nimzer comes out, makom reish. So where's the place of the head? Is b'mazal besula, in the mazal virgo, chavzai milus, 27 degrees, v'lam chalakim and 30 minutes. Makom hazanov, and the place of the tail is connected, is opposite it, b'mazal dogim, in the mazal of pieces, b'chavzain, milus 27 degrees, v'lam chalakim and 30 minutes. Now, you're always going to have between the head and the tail, exactly half of the orbit, directly opposite in the straight line. Therefore, any mazel, you can find the place of the reish. You're going to find the tail in the seventh mazel from it, like the number of degrees and minutes exactly. So, if the head is going to be 10 degrees in a certain mazel, Yazan of Biyud Ma'ilas, Mi Mazel Zayn Men, you're going to find the tail is going to be in 10 degrees from the seventh Mazel from where you are. Now, Halacha Zayn elaborates on this, the latitude of the moon. Now, once you know the place of the head, Mukhaim Azan of the place of the tail, Mukhaim Yadeh Amiti, and the place of the true place of the moon, his Bain Mishlashim, then you contemplate all three of them. If you find the moon, Imarish Ayim Azan, with its head or with its tail. But Ma'ila Achas, Bechilik Echad, in 1 degree and in 1 minute, in other words, that the place of the orbit of the moon and the orbit of the sun are touching each other, are in the same line. Then you know that means to say the moon is not tilting, not to the north of the sun, not to the south of it, which we described, these 2 points that you have there. Now, if you see, however, the place of the moon is in front of the place of the head, going opposite the tail, then you know that the moon is tilted towards the north of the sun. Now, if the moon was in front of the place of the tail, and it's going opposite towards the head, then you know that it's the moon at this point in its orbit is tilted to the south of the sun. This tilting that the moon tilts either to the north of the sun or to the south, here on the crest, that's what's called the latitude of the moon, which that explains a lot, that you don't have a solar eclipse every time that it lines up when you start Rish Chodesh, which is straight in the line, but that's like we said, longitudinal, not latitudinal. Now, if it's tilting towards the north, is called the northern latitude. If it's tilting towards the south, is called the southern latitude. If the moon was in one of those two points, there's not going to have any latitudinal discrepancy from the sun, as we explained. Now, you're never going to have the latitude of the moon to be Yisal Himailas more than 5 degrees. Bayman Sav and Bayman Dram, whether in the north, whether in the south, Elakochu Darker, this is its path. Yaschum and Reish, start from the head, Visrachik Ma'at Ma'at, and then you distance a little bit from the orbit of the sun. And the distance continues increasing until you reach to 5 degrees, which is when the moon is at a distance of 90 degrees from the Reish. And then it continues to get less and less because you get less number until you don't have any latitude at all, because now you're back to another point that it coordinate that it touches the orbit of the sun, which is by its tail. And then it continues to get a little bit more and more further away. And then the greatest distance that it gets to is up until 5 degrees. And then it gets closer back till it doesn't have any latitude, again, from discrepancy from the sun's orbit. Now, regarding the course of the latitude, if you want to know the latitude of the moon, how much is it? At any point that you want to. Or if to know it's in the northern part of the sun or the southern. So first you calculate the place of the head, and the true place of the moon, for that moment. And then you subtract the place of the head from the place of the true place of the moon. What's remaining is what's called Masl HaReichem, the course of the latitude, which is what remaining is the distance of the moon from the place of the Reish. Now, if the course of the latitude is from Mimaila Achasat Kovpei, from 1 degree till 180, that the latitude of the moon is Safaini, is in the north, meaning between the head and the tail. Now, if the course was more than 180, then you know that the latitude of the moon is now southern between the tail and the head. Now, if it was exactly 180, exactly 1360, then it's not going to have the moon any latitude at all, because that's the point of the Zanav or the point of the Resh. But then you go back and you see Minas, the angle of Masl HaRechiv, of the course of the latitude, Kamehi, how much is it? Vuhushin, that's the measurement of Matiyos L'Tzav L'Adarm, how much is tilting toward the north or the south? Vuhunikin, that's called Reichiv HaYireich, the latitude of the moon, Hadremi Oitzvaini, the south or the north, and Kamehishman, like we explained. Now, Locha Yiraf elaborates on this point of what we just described, of the Menas Masl HaReichiv, what's the angle of the course of the latitude. So, Kamehi Menas Masl HaReichiv, how do you calculate the angle of the course of the latitude? So, Imiya Masl HaReichiv, if the Masl HaReichiv, which we described previously, is going to be SMLs at 10 degrees, so Tima Nasai, so then its angle is going to be Nun Bischalakim, 52 minutes. Bimya Masl HaZech, of Milas, if the core is going to be 20 degrees, Tima Nasai, its angle is going to be Maila Achas Memgim Chalakim, 1 degree and 43 minutes. If the course is 30 degrees, Timanasa, its angle is going to be 2 degrees and 30 minutes. If its course is going to be 40 degrees, then Timanasa, its angle is going to be 3 degrees and 13 minutes. If the course is going to be 50 degrees, Timanasa, its angle is going to be 3 degrees and 50 minutes. If its course is going to be 60 degrees, Timanasa, its angle is going to be 4 degrees and 20 minutes. If the course is going to be 70, Timanasa, its angle is going to be Dalmaz, 4 degrees and 42 minutes. Bimi Yamasl Pei, if the course is going to be 80 degrees, Timanas its angle is going to be Dalmaz Menun Hechalakim, 4 degrees and 55 minutes. Bimi Yamasl Sadi, if its course is going to be 90 degrees, Timanas its angle is going to be Heimailus 5 degrees. Halachid base. Now Bimi Yachodim Masagas, if you're going to have the ones column with the tens columns, so then you take what's appropriate for them. Lefi Ayaser Shebein Shtei Hamanis, what's the difference between the two angles. Just like you did by the course of the sun, the course of the moon. Kitzad Hasos Ram illustrates the basic mathematics. If the course of the latitude was Nun Gimel Milus, was 53 degrees. Now, Kfar, you don't really know, as we described, Shiloh Masl Nun, that if the course was 50 degrees, the Nasset's angle is going to be Shalosh Masl Nun, Chalokim, 3 degrees and 50 minutes. Now, Beiloh Masl Samach, so we're going in tens. So if the course was 60, the Nasset's angle would be Dalmas, Vachov Chalokim, would be 4 degrees and 20 minutes. Now, Nimtza Yesu Ben Shtei Hamonis comes out that the difference between those two angles, Lam and Chalokim, is 30 minutes. So Gimel Chalokim L'chol Maila, that means that you have 3 minutes for every single degree. According to calculation of this course, Shehu Nun Gimel, which is 53, so its angles, Sholosh Ma'alos Nun Ches Chalokim, is going to be 3 degrees and 59 minutes. And that's how you could figure out for the one column for every single number that you need. Halachi Gimel. Once you know the angle of the course of the latitude, outsiding until 90, like we let you know, then you can know every angle of all the numbers of whatever the course is, because if the course is going to be more than 90 up until 180, so then tigra hamasl makofpe, then you'll subtract the masl from 180, and what's remaining, you'll know what the angle is, so if the course of the latitude, for example, is 100 degrees. In other words, that the moon is far from the roish, 100 degrees, or from the tail, 80. That's 180 minus 100. So then you'll know that the latitude of the moon is a distance 80 degrees from the tail, which is like the latitude of the moon as we're saying 80 degrees from the head. So you'll know by the subtraction what is its angle. Now, look at Daud, the next sentence. Seemingly doesn't belong over here. It's actually the sentence that the parak ends with, which are the words "Vezehu Rechev Hayurech Betchilz Lalzev Udreimi Shari Amasla Yisal Kopei." That we're going to say that sentence at the end of the parak. But then the Rambam continues and says, "Chein Sotim Hoya Masla Yisim Kopei Adreish Ayin." So let's say the course is more than 180 up until 270. Tigrim and the Kopei, you're going to subtract 180 because in 180 there's no latitude. So you'll subtract that 180. Vanisha tita by mana. What's remaining, you'll know what the angle is. Halacha tzvav. Now the moya masl yisa al rishain at chin samach. And if the course is more than 270 up until 360, tigra isay mishas. You'll subtract it from 360, not from 180 like in the previous halacha, because then you're going to remain with more than 90 degrees. And the whole cheshbon is only based on from the numbers up until 90. What's remaining, you'll know what the angle is. As Ram illustrates an example, if the course was 150, tigro isimukov pay. So you subtract it from 180. Nishalam, you're remaining with 30. You already know what the angle of 30 is. Is base milus v'lam chalakim is 2 degrees and 30 minutes. V'kachti benas kofnun, and that's going to be the angle of 150. Is base milus v'lam chalakim is 2 degrees and 30 minutes. Halacha yedzayin. If the course was 200 degrees, you'll subtract 180. Yisharchav, you'll mean with 20. For yidat, you already know that the angle of 20 is 1 degree and 43 minutes. So too, if the angle is 200, it's going to be 1 degree and 43 minutes. Haloch yitches. If the course was 300 degrees, tigrois mishas, then you subtract it from 360. Vinisha Samach, you remain with 60. Now, Kvay Yidatash from Nashishim, you already know that the angle of 60 is Rabbi Miles Lechav Chalokim, it's 4 degrees and 20 minutes. Vekachim Nashin, and that's the angle of 300, is Dal Miles Lechav Chalokim, it's 4 degrees and 20 minutes. Balderech Zubachal Minyonis, and it's along this path that you'll know all the different numbers. Ha'alokhi Yates. Ha'alei Shiratina Leid Derech Vayerech Kamhur. So, if we want to know the latitude of the, which is, that's the width, of the moon, how much is it? Ube izeruchu, in which direction it is? Im tzvayim dremi, if it's northern of the sun or the southern. Betchilas lil erev Shabbos, in the beginning of the night of Friday night. Shein lechedish ir mishanazu, the second of the month of ir from this year. Kvayidatzi, you already know. Shemekoyim yodecha mita hayibal elzeh, that you already know the true place of the moon of this night. What b'yot chesmailis was 18 degrees v'lamavav chalakim and 36 minutes. Mimazel shar from the mazel of shar, which it's the monik is yach lav. Amount of degrees and minutes. Umakam Roish. And the place of the Roish, Shayba Isa Is, was at that time, Bechav Zayn Miles, 27 degrees, Vlam Chalakim, in 30 minutes, Mimazel Basula, for the Mazel of Virgo. Simon, its mnemonic is Kazal, which is the Chav Zayn and the Lamed. So you subtract the place of the head from the place of the moon. You're going to get the course of the latitude, which is 231 degrees, vav chalakim and 6 minutes, which is because we don't pay attention to the minutes in every maslul, as we described in Perek Tezvav, Halacha Chas. So for instance, it comes at Hamon Shalmasal Zeh, the angle of this muscle of this course, but in the past that we explained in this parak, is gonna be Shalish Mailis Menungim and Chalokim, 3 degrees and 53 minutes, and that's gonna be the latitude of the moon in the beginning of this night, which in the southern part, Shadam Maslow Yesal Kofpe, because the course is more than 180. Once it's 180, it's already gone around. It's from the tail part going towards the head, which that is the southern part. Now you know where is the place of the moon, of the latitude of the moon on this night.